Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOCKMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOCKMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today, we're going to talk about CBD and cannabinoids because, in my opinion, cannabinoids are really the product of the decade, potentially the product for the 21st century, because I don't think that there's been a product introduced during my career that has had so much in the way of applicability to so many health issues and optimization issues. It's a whole new world that the cannabinoid science is offering us. And these products are products that are accessible. You can obtain them. You don't have to go to a pot dispensary to get them. And they have broad utility. I personally use them and I recommend it to patients. And so I'm very happy to bring back one of our point-and-shoot experts on this subject. He's Lex Pelger. He's a scientist at CV Scientists. CV Scientists is my preferred brand that I turn to for quality CBD products. He has an extensive background in biochemistry. Lex writes and lectures about cannabinoid science, as well as the new science of microdosing with psychedelics. That's another topic entirely. He produces the weekly cannabis science newsletter, Cannabinoids and the People. And he's also an author of three graphic novels based on Moby Dick and cannabis and the endocannabinoid system, which it's an interesting way of presenting what could, for lay people be dry information. He's in demand, lecturing widely at conferences and universities about cannabinoid science and makes canna education videos at TikTok for CV Sciences, and he comes to us from Bordeaux, France, where obviously there is an opportunity for the use of mind-altering substances, but they are liquid and they're red, or sort of purplish, grape-colored.
You got it.
But
yeah, that's a preferred around here,
right? But you're, however, I think. From the standpoint of human health, I think CBD is a more salutary solution for mood issues and for the brain. So I also wanted to talk to you today about a new offering from CV Sciences. So let's talk a little bit about the new Pet Chews line. And some people are going to say, time to turn this off because I don't have pets. I don't care about pets. This is of no relevance to me. End of story for this podcast. But I think it really should be the opposite, because I think what is very persuasive about research on the use of natural supplements, natural products on animals, is that it's very validating. Because with humans, you always have to worry about a placebo effect. I give you something, I give you a chew or, something like a, some kind of chewable or some supplement, and there's going to be a placebo effect. That's why all studies have to be double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. True story, how I got turned on to the benefits of glucosamine and chondroitin way back, it must have been in the possibly the late 80s, but for sure in the early 90s, is when I looked at animal research. And what we saw was owners of expensive racehorses, multi-million-dollar horses, were feeding the horses glucosamine with chondroitin. And then it began to extend to pet magazines. I actually, for a while, subscribed to an equestrian magazine. I was riding horses at the time, had an interest. And then all of a sudden, I saw ads for this glucosamine chondroitin. I said, maybe, just maybe, this has utility for humans. And the rest is history, of course, because that has really become a huge hit on the marketplace. Same thing, it turns out, Lex, for CBD. So perhaps you can take us through some of the research that suggests that animals may benefit from CBD. Thanks for waiting through that long-winded introduction. Go ahead.
No, well, it's interesting to hear about the glucosamine because I do think it's a great way to see what works in animals. And cannabinoid science all started off studying dogs to see what happened. There was no way to measure how much THC was in anything. So you put in the dogs and see how much ataxia or like lack of movement they got. But more recently, with this boom of CBD and THC, there's been a lot of research in the pet side of things. And I actually collected it all. I maintain a research archive, cvresearch.info, where I list all the cannabinoid science by organ systems and diseases. And I have collected, I think, everything that's ever been done on dogs and cats. So it's a good number of studies. And the interesting part is you're seeing the exact same stuff for the heavy hitting help that you do in humans. Because when you do human surveys, the top things that they use it for are always pain, sleep, and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it's the same things that you're seeing in these animal studies in dogs and cats. There's a lot more research in dogs than in cats. It's hard to make cats take things, for one. But it's not only that, you see case reports about odd conditions that aren't very well studied. And it's just a vet saw giving oral CBD or topical CBD for a skin condition. And all of a sudden, it making such a great difference that they decided they wanted to write it up for a journal. And, you know, it's only an N of one. But those stories keep pouring in. I hear it when I'm interviewing vets. We get reports at CV Sciences and the case reports I see every week, something new about what it can do for dogs and cats. And that's why I like Chews is it's a really nice way to not only get CBD into the system, but each of these has four other ingredients, whether it's the calming care or the hip and joint health. And it's great to combine all of these things, especially because some of them are actually also helping via the endocannabinoid system.
So just as with the human products, there's sometimes they're actually single action CBD alone products for humans. But when you, with the but there are many products that are formulas, like the sleep formula and the calm formula, are kind of a suite of ingredients that work synergistically. The same thing with the relief product. And for animals, you've decided to combine CBD and team it with some other things, but you know, clearly there's a need for this. I was in the park the other day looking at the beautiful blossoms and greenery here in New York in Central Park. It's a special time of year. I noticed a woman who was sort of walking very tentatively, you know, that stiff-legged walk that some people have. I think our president, unfortunately, exemplifies that to some extent. And she was walking a little dog. And the little dog was probably in dog years about the same age as his or her master or mistress in this case. And the dog also had, it was kind of a funny picture. I wish I got a video, but I didn't want to invade this person's confidentiality or privacy. The dog had this kind of stiff-legged walk, as did its owner. And so dogs obviously prey to some of the same degenerative diseases that humans are. So let's talk a little bit about inflammation in dogs and what are some of its manifestations.
Yeah, that's why we have the hip and joint health one. It's really focused on inflammation. And if you can say anything about CBD is it's an anti-inflammation lower. And what's interesting is someone who looks at the pathways that it uses is that it uses several different pathways to do this. So that's why you see different types of inflammation CBD can help. You know, like the COX-2 pathway that aspirin uses, as well as some others that aren't as well known, but it's more like a Swiss Army knife for inflammation. And I know I had one buddy who was going through med school And he said, all they're saying is, we got to get the inflammation down. We got to lower the inflammation. And there aren't great drugs for lowering inflammation. I mean, you know what's out there. A lot of it's immunosuppressives and the side effects are not pleasant. And it's really great to have this natural product with such a high safety profile that you can give to your pet. And the main negatives to be watching out for is maybe it'll make them sleepy. Maybe it might make them have loose bowels. And those are both temporary and you lower the dosage and things should get better. But it's nice to have that kind of safety profile with an animal that isn't going to be able to communicate to you how well it's working. And you can see the symptoms right there in them. So with the hip and joint health.
Being convinced that this is, you know, you can say, Rover, this is for your pain, but, you know, I'm not sure they're going to get a major placebo effect, as smart as dogs sometimes are. But what's interesting, I think, about the action of CBD on pain is that, you know, we have an arsenal of drugs for pain, but many of them are opiates. And what they do is they actually dull the brain and ultimately can, you know, dramatically sedate you, make you dysfunctional, and obviously they have addictive potential. CBD seems to work in a different way, and I've used it for pain, and I don't think it makes pain go away, but I think it changes the way the brain interprets pain, which is a little different than something that deadens pain, like an opiate, like a codeine formula, oxycodone or something like that.
Absolutely. That's a very insightful way to say it, because I've heard it said a few times like that as the explanation. And I think that's exactly it, because the cannabinoids do somewhat work via the endorphin pathways, the opioid pathways, like the opiates do, but they also work via other pathways like serotonin and things like that. And I remember meeting an old rabbi when I was in Jerusalem, and he said that he was using the opiates, but they were terrible because for his back pain. He had a really terrible back, really interfered with his life. And the opiates, unfortunately, he had to take so much of them that he couldn't go about his day-to-day life, interact with his family, do his work. But they did dull the pain. Once he realized he could use CBD, lots of CBD and a low amount of THC, he said, it's not like the pain went away. It's like it was removed at a distance. Mm-hmm. It was still there, but I wasn't as focused on it. And I could more go about my life. And he said that change of focus is what made all the difference. And that was exactly the kind of relief he was looking for. And I think that's part of the reason it works with pets as well, is it not only relieves the pain, but also the anxiety of, you know, a hip that's been hurting for so long. You're just less anxious about it when you have CBD in your system as well.
Yeah, there's sort of a vicious cycle of pain where you almost become phobic and apprehensive about pain. And the pain signals trigger the release of adrenaline and cortisol. You just go down the rabbit hole in terms of, in effect, fear of pain. And I think one of the things that CBD does is it puts pain in its place. It doesn't abolish pain, because I think if it abolished pain, that wouldn't be good. Because we need, you know, our sensory organs and our proprioception to negotiate obstacles in life. And therefore, that's why I think it's useful. I think this underlies another theme, which is that I think CBD is just a good thing to take. Whether or not you have sleep problems, anxiety, or pain issues. Because we spend so much time on nutrients like fish oil, you know, omega-3, curcumin, that's popular, boswellin, what have you. There's, you know, inflammation is a big category. But can you share with us some of the research that suggests that there's sort of a general tamping down of inflammation when you take CBD daily, whether or not it's for pain, sleep, or anxiety?
Yes, it does seem to work on all those different types of inflammation. And it's funny you mentioned fish oil, because I think fish oil is the perfect combination, because that's another fatty acid. And that fatty acid is a building block used by the endocannabinoid system. So when the CBD says, build more endocannabinoids, like anandamide, our first endocannabinoid transmitter, often called the neurotransmitter of bliss, it's using things like fish oil as the building block to make that transmitter. And so I think part of the reason is CBD doesn't only work for inflammation around the body and all these different organs, with great studies in every organ. It's fascinating to see how much science there is there. It also works in the neuroinflammation of the brain. Mm-hmm. And so not only does it help think really well with brain aging, it's what I got my parents taking. I'm really happy about it. It's why I wish I'd been given to my grandmother before she passed of her Parkinson's. But overall, so many diseases that we deal with of our body also lead to inflammation of the brain, and vice versa. Sometimes that neuroinflammation in the brain leaks down into the body and causes pain there. And so being able to lower the inflammation in the brain seems to be one of the big things that CBD does to help around the entire body. And by taking all the time, you keep your endocannabinoid system strong and topped up and regulated. And the endocannabinoid system is often called a master regulator of the body. It sits on top of all these other neurotransmitter systems. It's heavily interactive with the immune system, the hormonal system. And so having this homeostasis system, this system of balance, seems to be why CBD is so good. It can just cause balance in all of these places where things are out of balance. And I think that's what makes it so powerful, and why we have such a long list of disease conditions where it's like, here's some good evidence that it's at least worth trying. It never works for everybody, but so many times it's worth trying.
In formulating pet products, you have to be a little careful because there's some things, I can think of a few examples. One is xylitol, which is a natural sweetener that is really bad for dogs. As anybody knows whose dog has gotten into their chocolate stash, if dog eats a lot of chocolate, that's going to be a trip to the vet and maybe a big bill, to address the toxic effects of chocolate for dog. Cocoa, for some reason, just doesn't work for dogs. And so dogs have this, dogs are different, but there's a lot of similarities. So in formulating calming care and hip and joint health, did CV Sciences do research on what is compatible with a dog's physiology that has in common with humans?
Yes. And luckily, for these ingredients, there was a lot of research. And that's the nice part. When you hear the list of ingredients, it's also, it's such a safe list in general. Because for the calming care, it's chamomile from tea. It's L-tryptophan, which is, the thing in turkey that is the precursor to serotonin. It's ginger root, which is a big calming anti-inflammatory, as well as L-theanine, which is in tea. And so not only is there good data for all of those, the nice part is, in general, they're just very safe things to have in. They're old. They're basically the active ingredients of all these old herbals that humans have been using for a long time for calming in various ways. And I think that's why they work so well for combining with CBD.
Are you getting any feedback from vets or from users, pet owners about using calming care in such circumstances as, say, the 4th of July or a thunderstorm or, or a trip to the vet? My dog, he actually knew he was, if we put the luggage in the foyer, he knew that we were going to park him at the vet, because the vet had like a facility when folks went on vacation. So he would just get extremely jittery, start trembling. These are circumstances where, maybe a little help would address some of this pet anxiety.
Yes. And we haven't had 4th of July yet because the products only came out about a month ago. Okay. But so far, it has been really strong. People are saying that it's helping with things like loud noises, with new additions to the house. And also, it's funny, the two things you mentioned just this last month in my science newsletter, Cannabinoids and People, there were two interesting studies about dogs in cars and just giving them isolated CBD, as well as dogs going to a new location and then just getting left there for 20 minutes. Dogs who normally are barking when their owners are away anyway, this was a test if they would bark less. And that was actually a double blind too. Like no one knew who, what dog was getting less, which, and they rated them. And it's, you just saw lowered anxiety in all of those situations. And that was from isolated CBD, which in general doesn't quite work as well as the full spectrum product that has all of the cannabinoids and terpenes in it as well. And then you add in these other calming ingredients in this. And that's why so far the feedback we've been hearing for the calming has been really good, that it's helping these pets really have a more smooth day, especially the ones who are already prone to anxiety and you really have something to pull down.
And what are some of the synergistic ingredients in the hip and joint health product? Because there are two, there's calming care and there's hip and joint health.
Well, the hip and joint health one to me is really fascinating because that's just harder to formulate, you know, what makes healthier bones. And I think this one really hit out of the park. I mean, like you said, glucosamine is in here, and that is such a cool one for
that's
bones and
very
joints.
Very well established. In fact, established in horses and dogs prior to the research in humans. So, you know, in the 1980s, it was already popular. You could pick up an equestrian magazine and you could buy it by the bucket load. Yeah.
And the reason I love that one with CBD is if you go to the bones and musculoskeletal page of CV Research at Info, there is so much about how the cannabinoids and CBD specifically regulate bone health, because your bones turn over every couple months. You have osteoclasts and osteoblasts, and those are, one of them eats bone cells, one of them deposits new bone cells, and in something like osteoporosis, that obviously starts to go awry. And so you have glucosamine, which helps the production of cartilage and helps to lubricate the joints. And then you have these cannabinoids that help regulate the overall process of how your bones form and reform over the months. So I think glucosamine is such a great addition. And then you have turmeric, which is, you know, they say the most researched anti-inflammatory from the entire Ayurvedic tradition. So another incredibly strong plant medicine for anti-inflammation. And then rose hips, which are good for vitamin C and antioxidants. And then ginger root, which is an anti-anxiety and an anti-inflammatory. And so, and that one's, I think, especially good for the pain and stiffness that can happen. So all of these, I think, would be good products on their own. And to have them, all five of them combined in one, you know, I suspect it's not one that's often going to work right away. I would just stress to people, make sure at least buy one or two bottles.
When a human takes Advil or Tylenol for pain, because those are quick acting and, you know, you get, you know, immediate feedback. These, I think, work more on a sort of a gradual chronic level. I believe the calming care could work acutely, though. That could work within hours, right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I think the calming care you'd want to be giving every day, and you'd be seeing the results every day. You might notice when you don't. With the hip and joint health, I doubt you would see a difference right away. You might see some difference with pain levels and how much pain they experience getting up. But just like when you're fixing neural problems, it usually takes a couple of months. When you're trying to fix bones and joints, I would tell people just buy one to two bottles in the beginning and make sure to give the whole thing, because it might be a while until you see the results, because you're repairing joints and bones. And it, like you said, it's just not an overnight process, but you could see quite a big difference after a month or two of giving that a try.
Okay. I've got the monitor on in my office here, and on the baseball game is on mute. And, you know, I'm thinking of the size differential among baseball players. You got Jose Altuve clocking in at about 5'4", 5'5". And you got Aaron Judge, who's like, you know, 7 foot plus. So you got different sized dogs. Is there? It's not one size fits all with these. And are there directions that advise people what is appropriate per pound or per kilo of animal weight?
Yeah, it's a great question. And like 2 or 3 years ago, the answer wasn't that great and wasn't that clear. But since there's been so much research the last couple of years, scientists have really honed in on one number, which makes things easier. And it's 5 milligrams of CBD per kilogram of dog.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, I see research giving 1 to 2 milligrams. Sometimes 2.5 is the other number I see the most. But 5 milligrams per kilogram is a nice, easy one. You might have to use a Google converter to get to pounds. But it's a nice way to give a good starting amount. And if it was me working with my dog, I would just keep it that for a week or two and see how it's feeling. I wouldn't raise it yet.
Yeah.
When I advise humans, I also say, just start with the baseline for a week or two and see how you're feeling.
What would be the baseline for humans?
Like for humans,
you know, 5,
depending
10,
on the age and
milligrams.
Size, 5, yeah. Yeah, 5 to 10. I mean, it's no problem usually if people start at 20 or 30.
But a human weighs more than a kilo. It obviously, you're dosing the animals higher than you would a human, right?
Yeah, it can. Well, it depends on the size. But yeah, it's around that same. It can be, the smaller dog's around the kilo. And so
2.2
it does seem like the... The nice part is that if there's going to be any negatives, you tend to see them right away. And like I said, being sleepy or it's having loose bowels. And if you don't see that, then you're probably at an okay dosage wise for them mentally and physically. If you're not seeing any negatives, they're probably okay. And once you see what a week or two could do, you could start creeping up the levels if you want, especially for something like anxiety, where you want to be, where you can see right away if it's working.
Okay.
So, but in general,
and there's
you're
no
giving
THC.
Oils
there's
by
no
milligram
THC for the animals. Is that correct?
Correct.
Because some of the formulas for humans, there's a little touch of THC to kind of act as a spark plug for the predominant ingredient, which is CBD. And we'll talk a little bit about that distinction because some people prefer a no THC. You know, they just want the CBD effect, the smooth, relaxing effect of anti-inflammatory effect of CBD. And some people want the THC effect for a more profound, relaxing experience. And we can talk a little bit about how the different products from CV Science address those preferences. So just our call to action today, pet owners, check this out. Or if you're not a pet owner and you got someone in your family who, you know, got a nervous dog, a dog in pain, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Because we really want our intelligent medicine listeners to have an opportunity to try these products. That's the full range of products at CV Sciences, which we'll talk about in part two, the products designed for human use. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for calming care or hip and joint health. Our guest today is Lex Pelger. He's a scientist at CV Sciences with an extensive background in biochemistry. He is the go-to guy. I don't think a paper gets past you that's been issued in the past couple of decades along the lines of cannabinoid research. And so he's a good guy to talk to about this stuff. When we'll return with a discussion about some of the latest findings about CBD and also about the rationale behind some of the products at CV Sciences. Lex, stay with us, and listeners, do the same. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.